K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Emma.
Emma, you are caller 20, you win.
Oh my God, wait, huh?
I gotta be honest, I don't know what that means. Are you eating something?
I'm not, no, that was genuinely...
Okay.
Hi. Okay.
You won tickets for My Chemical Romance on October 30th at the Hollywood Bowl.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes, okay, I'm with my sister right now, we're freaking out. Oh my God.
I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
Got more chances for you to win those tickets for My Chemical Romance when they play the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th. More chances for you to win coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have What's Up with Florida, a high-speed chase, because it's Florida, involving a pig. People are dumb on the story on the show today. A guy on his laptop set a Guinness World Record for typing with his nose. That's a thing. The Hantavirus. What do we need to know? The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for Florence and the Machine. And we will continue to give you tickets for My Chemical Romance. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You're funny.
A South Australian man has set a new world record for typing out the alphabet with his nose.
Oh, I knew that record would fall one day. People are dumb is next on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A South Australian man has set a new world record for typing out the alphabet with his nose.
Oh, with his nose. Yeah, that could have been worse.
Omkar Pallav typed each letter individually with spaces in an astonishing 20.51 seconds.
Remember when Guinness World Records was like longest hair, tallest human, shortest human, longest penis, longest fingers, like normal stuff? How do you get to the point where you try to take on the record of typing on a laptop with your nose? How does that happen?
He's been practicing at home for months.
Who's got the time to practice typing with their nose for months?
It was really difficult to break it because typing with nose, it's not an easy task as it looks like.
It's not as easy as it looks. I got to be honest, it doesn't look very easy. I just wish I was there in that split second when he went, you know what? I wonder if I can type with my nose. I'm going to try it.
Omkar broke the previous world record by a staggering 5 seconds.
There was a previous record for somebody typing the alphabet with spaces in between with their nose? What's happening?
See, what's up with the world today, man? Can you believe that?
I think I'm going to try and see if I can type with my beehole. I'll get back to you on that. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Gabriel.
Gabriel, you are our winner this hour.
Oh my gosh, that is awesome.
You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Oh my gosh.
Congrats, my friend. Enjoy the show. There's a lot of stuff going on with the Hantavirus. A lot of people are saying we don't need to worry about it, which kind of sounds like the last one. But it seems like this one, really, all of the experts are saying the same thing, which is that we don't need to worry. It's not easily spread from person to person.
But first, we're going to begin with a Hantavirus outbreak. The cruise ship set sail yesterday from the Canary Islands after evacuating passengers and crew from 23 countries.
Not to be insensitive, but we couldn't have just left that ship at sea.
18 people are now being monitored at medical facilities in Georgia and Nebraska.
Good morning, Robin, from the University of Nebraska Medical Center outside of the quarantine unit.
Imagine the head spinning that goes on when you're on a cruise and the next second you're quarantining in the middle of Nebraska.
So they have their independent private rooms, kind of like a hotel room, with the exception of they can't have visitors. And then they have a healthcare team that does come in and check with them.
What's up? How's the Hanta? Good? I'll check back in an hour.
Two other Americans, a couple, flown to Emory University in Atlanta after one of them showed symptoms.
One of the things I hate about this is the symptoms are like headache and body ache and stomach issues, like everything else.
So far, 11 cases reported worldwide. 3 have died. Maryland is monitoring 2 residents who were on a flight with a cruise ship passenger who later tested positive. Now, growing concerns the Andes virus may spread easier than previously thought, though evidence remains preliminary.
All right, where are we getting this information from? Which scientific community is putting this information out?
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. maintains the government has the proper protocols in place.
We have this under control, and we're
not worried about it.
Excellent.
Well, that's a relief. What about doctors? What do they say?
Aaron Sutton, an emergency room physician. And Doc, good morning to you. Let's start with the American passengers who are asymptomatic, who have not tested positive. Is it safe to let them go home? And can they fly commercially or should they drive?
The question that we don't know is how long they will stay in these quarantine units. Yesterday at the press conference, federal health officials shared that the passengers, would be tested on a regular basis. And those passengers that wanted to stay for the 42-day period would be allowed. And those passengers who would essentially be allowed to go home would be screened first on a personal risk assessment basis. And that seemed to be based on their personal health as well as their ability to safely quarantine at home.
All right, but they still need to quarantine when they get home, right? And what about a vaccine?
Where are we on a vaccine?
We have this under control, and we're not worried about it.
Excellent.
Some headlines are too good to be true. Sticky foam excreted from bug's anus may inspire new skincare products. What the hell? Details coming up on Animal Stories on K-Rock. Julia Wolf in my room. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The headline that's bothering me today for Animal Stories is sticky foam excreted from bug's anus may inspire new skincare products. I'm sorry, what?
If you spend any time outdoors, you've seen something like this on plants.
It just looks like a bubble pillow.
Maybe you thought, gross, and walked away. But if you're a scientist interested in how insects breathe, you might have looked inside and seen a spittle bug.
No, I've never looked inside the foam bubble to see a skittle bug. Let's skip to the part where we need to put this on our faces.
That's the nymph or young form of an insect called a froghopper.
A froghopper. Okay, why do we need to put that on our face? Also, does the foam really come out of its anus?
Here's how it works.
All right.
A spittle bug sucks up watery sap from plants, and as it excretes urine, it forms the bubbles.
Ugh.
The sap is not that nutritious, so the bug drinks a lot. Consequently, it excretes a lot of urine.
I am not loving this story so far, but I do like their choice of music with the little baby chimes.
About 150 to 280 times its body mass every day.
Let's get to the point where we have to put it on our faces.
The foam creates a kind of cocoon for the young insect to grow, as well as offering protection from birds, wasps, and spiders. It has...
Listen, there's another half hour of this video. We don't have time for this. The last paragraph of this article with the headline, sticky foam excreted from bug's anus may inspire new skincare products, is the authors of this paper hope to further investigate the properties of this weird foam and delve into whether it could be used for skincare. That's the last paragraph of the article. Who, why, who sees foam that comes out of a bug's anus and goes, what if that would be good for skincare? And honestly, how long until that's a facial you can get at Burke Williams?
Will you stop it with that?
Sure. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, did I win?
Yes, you did.
Woo!
Oh, awesome.
What's your name?
Thank you. This is Joe.
Joe, congratulations. You got tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl on October 30th.
Oh, that sounds amazing. The day before Halloween, too.
Yeah, yep. Joe for show.
What's up, Megan?
Yo!
Got a brand new song for you in the 420 Catch of the Day on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder with Megan Holliday and Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, for her 99th birthday, Teresa Gola had one wish, and that was for some hunky firefighters. Here is the story.
Teresa Gola's 99th birthday. Starting off with a bang.
You guys have the best.
Her wish this year.
Happy birthday, dear
Teresa. A visit from some hunky firefighters.
I was shocked to see all this. Yes. I expected a couple of them to come, not the whole fire department.
And making it to 99 is no small feat. So, Teresa, what's your secret to a long life?
Wine. You have a little bit of wine every day, you're all set.
I love it.
I am absolutely obsessed with that woman.
I assume that's they ran a train on her.
I'm sure they did. I'm sure. Woo! Number two, the stone. The Stone Roses Bar in York, England has reacted after pranksters kept putting stickers that say voice activated on objects all around the bar. They tweeted and said, whoever is sticking these to our machines, can you please stop? We've had someone shouting play Oasis at the jukebox for an hour already today. Yesterday it was in the toilets at the hand dryer, someone shouting dry my hands over and over. The bar suspects the pranksters are students, and the owner said, every day we're going around and finding them on different machines we've got. We all think it's funny, but peeling them off is a bit of a pain. And this is one of my most favorite innocent pranks ever.
Agreed.
Number three, a speaker at the University of Florida graduation ceremony was booed for praising AI during the commencement speech.
Oh. The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution. AI was not a factor in our lives. Okay. We've got a bipolar topic here, I see. AI capabilities are in the palm of our hands. And
I like that she keeps going.
Let's go. Okay.
That did not go the way that she was hoping it was going to go. And it gave me hope. Even the younger generation, none of us want this crazy AI revolution that is going on.
Yep.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
The song today is from the frontman of the Gaslight Anthem. His name is Brian Fallon, and he has a new solo track called Better Before. He, as a solo artist, kind of has a strong Springsteen meets punk storytelling kind of vibe. See what you think. It's brand new. It is the Better Before, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Brian Fallon and the Painkillers. The name of the song is Better Before, and it is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. I hope you don't already have plans for the day before Halloween.
Because we've got plans for you, sending you to see My Chem at the Hollywood Bowl. Your chance to win is coming up.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Did you know that there's a new record?
Okay.
For a guy who opens his laptop and types with his nose.
Okay.
There was a record. Now there's a new record.
Oh, wow.
A South Australian man has set a new world record for typing out the alphabet with his nose.
I don't know how that's a category, because didn't Guinness World Record used to be like fingernails.
That's what I always remember. Kind of yes.
Not typing with your nose.
No. Omkar Pallav typed each letter individually with spaces in an astonishing 20.51 seconds.
I guess that's fast.
Wow, yeah.
Including the space bar.
Okay.
Between each letter.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Space bar too, okay.
He's been practicing at home for months.
Who has months to practice this?
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Why does he even think, hey, I bet I could type with my nose?
Yeah, or even going about looking it up and seeing, oh, this is a record.
Oh, I could beat that.
Right?
I got many questions.
It was really difficult to break it because typing with nose, it's not an easy task as it looks like.
Yeah, it looks easy. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It just looks weird.
It does.
It doesn't look easy.
He's
it looks
pecking
weird.
A computer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Omkar broke the previous world record by a staggering 5 seconds.
Destroyed the record.
Wow, I'm so impressed right now.
So he's going to go around and tell his family and friends, I have the new record.
Ooh.
Hey, check me out.
He's going to get
for
a
what?
Plaque.
And then he's going to say, for typing with my nose. So that brings up our topic for today. Your greatest achievement that no one cares about.
Yes. And for the best caller text, we've got your tickets to see Florence and the Machine at the Forum next Wednesday.
Do you have a great achievement that no one cares about?
Just that I won the lip sync in fourth grade.
Yes.
Four of these boots are made for walking. And another girl did the same song and she knew I was going to do that song too. And I beat her.
Oh,
so
nice.
Yeah, so that's my big achievement.
That is a perfect one.
Do
greatest...
you have one?
I don't. I don't know.
The thing is,
I'm sure
the thing is, people care about your dumb achievements. You know,
sometimes, like if I can make a funny story out of it,
like Kevining, you know, all your stuff just goes crazy. People love it.
Your greatest achievement that nobody cares about. That's the topic for your phone calls and or text 800-520-1067. We are taking calls at K-Rock about your greatest achievement nobody cares about.
925 says, I won the hairy chest contest on my first and last carnival cruise. Got a bathrobe and a plastic trophy.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is so impressive.
That is impressive. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, Maisie.
Hi, Maisie. How would you like to go see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl?
I would love to.
You are our winner. Funny. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It is October 30th, the Hollywood Bowl, My Chemical Romance, and you will be there.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Everybody that we're about to talk to deserves that song, but no one is singing it for them. It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. We are talking about your greatest achievements that no one cares about.
And if you call in 800-520-1067, best call or text, we're going to send you to see Florence and the Machine next Wednesday at the Forum.
What is your greatest achievement no one cares about?
My thing is I have flicked my underwear off my feet into my hand 100 times in a row, and my wife could care less.
What led you to do that?
It's just something I do. I don't know. Every night when I change for bed, I drop trowel. Flick it up with my foot into my open hand and give a victory salute.
Oh, my God.
And she does not care whatsoever.
Did you say that you've done it 100 times in a row?
Yes, 100 nights in a row is my record.
100 nights in a row.
No miss.
Wow.
All right, we're going to send you a plaque for this.
That is truly great. K-Rock, hello.
I used to live in Tennessee, and then after a year, I got completely bored of it. And decided that I wanted to become a snowboard instructor in Big Bear.
So you wanted to be a snowboard instructor in Big Bear.
And while in Tennessee, I got the Indeed interview to be the snowboard instructor. And I had no idea how to snowboard.
Oh, my God.
I moved there, and then I get a week pass, and I learn right before my first interview. And I crush it, and I got, like, Rookie of the Year or something.
How did that come to your mind? I want to be a snowboard instructor if you didn't snowboard.
Oh, I mean, I've skated before, I've surfed, and I was like, what's the next best thing?
Oh, my God, right. Dude. You kind of were a con artist, and then you just made it happen.
I love it.
Yeah.
Your story's inspirational.
It is, actually. I'm like, this is actually a great achievement. I'm proud of you. I'm inspired.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling about my greatest achievement.
Your greatest achievement nobody cares about. What is it?
I got my Donald doctorate.
You got your Donald doctorate? Is that what you said?
Yeah. It was like a Disney internship program, and you could earn your Donald doctorate. And so I did. So that was my greatest achievement that nobody cares about.
K-Rock, hello.
All right. I may be breaking a guy rule, but I could finish peeing in the toilet while it flushes. Before it finishes flushing.
Oh, like you time it.
So do you flush it first?
Correct. I just basically started off, and then I try to race the time.
So you stand there, you got a whole system, and then you whip it out, and then you flush, and then you start going, and you got to beat it.
Correct. Yeah, and if I beat it in time, I feel accomplished myself, but I don't tell anybody this.
Yeah, you.
I'm pretty sure no one cares.
Yeah, you should probably keep that to yourself, I would guess. Your greatest achievement nobody cares about.
909 said, when I was little, my dad would play pranks on me. One of them was a bet that he'd give me $5 if I could lick my nose. I tried so hard, and eventually my tongue stretched to my nose. Never got my $5 to this day, but I can lick the tip of my nose.
Congrats.
That's a big, big one.
Dexter and the Moon Rocks, that is called Freak It Out. It's a world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday taking your phone calls and texts about your greatest achievement no one cares about.
323 said, I was driving from Santa Cruz to San Jose for a hockey game and listened to OK Computer in its entirety and hit the last note right as I turned the car off. That is highly impressive.
I do love that. We started this topic about an hour ago talking about a guy who set a world record for the fastest typing on a laptop with his nose. And so the topic is your greatest achievement that no one cares about.
I accidentally ate 3.5 pounds of cold pet turkey while on the phone.
Turkey?
A pet turkey?
No, that's a sliced turkey. 3.5 pounds of sliced turkey.
3.5 pounds of sliced turkey.
Oh, my God. Like deli meat.
I'm 5'1", by the way. So.
You're what?
5'1".
Oh.
Oh, my God. And were you just mindlessly eating?
Yeah, I was on the phone. It was for a picnic. We were having a charcuterie board. And I did all the shopping, and I was on the friend. And by the time I hung up, I had eaten all the turkey.
Wow. I was really proud of myself. You were proud of yourself.
Yeah, who wouldn't be? 3.5 pounds.
Yeah, really? Did you get a good nap afterwards? I hope so.
Yeah, I passed out.
How were you able to talk on the phone if you had turkey in your mouth the whole time?
It's called multitasking.
Yes, yes.
Multitasking. All right. All right. K-Rock, hello.
So my greatest achievement that no one cares about, when my 4-year-old son was 1, he threw his pacifier out the car. I was getting him out, and he threw it, and I screamed no, and I kicked it. And it landed back into my car.
I'm sorry. So the car stopped, and your kid throws the pacifier out, and you kicked it back into the car?
Yeah, I got out of my car. I went to go get him out of the car, and he took it out of his mouth, threw it, and I was able to kick it somehow, and it landed back into his car seat.
That's miraculous.
It really is.
The only way this story could be better if you kicked it right back into his mouth.
I know, honestly.
Oh, I was aiming for the pacifier to go back into his mouth, but the thing that sucks the most is that it was just me and him, and no one was there.
Aww.
So I'm walking around with the trophy in my car saying best kick ever.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, Kevin and Megan, this is Mark.
So hi there.
Hey, Mark.
My greatest achievement that no one cares about is that I made it onto The Price is Right like 10 years ago. I spun the wheel, I got $1, and I made it all the way to the Showcase Showdown, but I overbid and I lost my prize.
Oh, God.
But anytime I tell anyone that I made it on the show, they get super excited. But then the second I tell them I lost.
Yeah.
And even to this day, my friends constantly remind me. They're like, oh, yeah, so no boat, huh?
No.
We won that boat. Wish we had that boat.
Sure could use that boat. Hey, Rock, hello.
The poop competition.
The poop competition?
I worked with an adult with a disability, and every night when I'd start shift, I'd have to change his diaper.
Oh, no.
And the poop competition was my competition for about a year straight. The goal of the competition was to clean up without getting any on his bed or his sheets or his mattress. And I would pretend I was a sports announcer announcing the competition that was about to begin. And I would comment on my style, my execution, my form. And then when I cleaned him up, all of his poop cleaned up without getting any on his sheets, I would announce the crowd going wild and jump up and down.
Wow.
Magnificent! Hold your leg down, Apples! He would make Barbara Walters cry! Ingenious! It's absolute perfection! It is absolute genius! As clean as a whistle! As good as it gets! Wonderful!
I'm sure that's what he heard in his head. I'm positive that was what's going on in his head.
I did not see that one coming.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
The guy who 100 nights in a row takes off his underwear and kicks it from his foot up to his open hand.
The old underwear flick. That's Andy.
One that he called a long time ago. Hey, yeah. Andy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. We love the nonsense of the greatest achievement of your life.
Yes.
Hey, you know, it's good to have goals, right?
Right.
And we also love that your wife doesn't care at all, but maybe she'll care about this.
Yes, you got tickets to go see Florence and the Machine.
Awesome. Hey, thank you very much. She'll finally know. All that hard work,
yes.
All that dedication,
yes.
It paid off.
It really did.
Payoff. Congratulations. We want to send you to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl.
So caller 20 coming up at 6 o'clock. You got your tickets to see them on October 30th.
Right after Turnstile on K-Rock.